Gilles Nico, Long Shadows. A collaborative winery in the Columbia Valley, established by Alan Shoup, puts to use Washington State's tremendous diversity by calling on the talents of 7 different winemakers from around the world. 1. John Duval brings decades of experience of working with Shiraz in Australia to make expressive Shiraz in Walla Walla. Michael Rowland from Bordeaux does the same for Merlot. Gilles Nico oversees the entire project, from Riesling to Tuscan Red varieties, expanding the opportunities for insightful pairings, from Cooper River salmon with Sangiovese to venison with Cabernet Sauvignon.
It's a very, very exciting venture that was established by Alan Shoup in 2003, and his idea was to bring different acclaimed international winemakers to Washington State. So basically, for example, we have John Duval from Australia. He's been making Shiraz in the Barossa Valley for the last 40 years. So he comes to the Columbia Valley and we follow his lead to make his Shiraz or Syrah in Walla Walla. So basically, you know, he brings his techniques, practices, does not try to duplicate a Shiraz into Washington State, but brings his style. And what he wants to do is a Syrah with nice, vibrant character, good fruit, good richness, and a balance with a concentration, but a good balance to it. Then we have also Michel Roland from France. So he's from Pomerol in Bordeaux. So we make a Merlot with him, and the same thing. He brings his techniques and his vision on how he wants to make his Merlot in Columbia Valley. So like he wants me to ferment the Merlot into big wood vats, like 55 hectoliters, so it's like a 1,500 gallon big wood tank that we have built in Bordeaux, and we do the fermentation for him in those wood tanks. And anyway, we have 7 signature wine with each wine a different winemaker. When you think, for example, Oregon, they can make incredible Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, and they're very focused. People can really know that if they are in Willamette Valley, they better test their Pinot Noir because they are amazing. In Washington State, it's not really that as easy, because actually what's really, really the big asset for Washington State is diversity. We can make an incredible Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, because we really have big hit unit during the growing season. And then also we can make nicer red wines that needs more freshness at night, because we have cool nights at the same time. So like for the example of the Syrah, during the day, the heat's really going to mature those tannins and the color, whatnot. At night, it's really going to recover and allow some acidity and brightness to stay in the grapes as well. You know, we're still pretty young, and, you know, it's really started 40 years ago. The wine industry in Washington State started in 40 years ago. And when I came to Washington State to make wine, it was in 1994, it was about 70 wineries, and now it's 700 wineries, and people are really taking their wine very seriously. And at the same time, in Washington State, what's really, really neat is all the food we have here. We have all the seafood because of the Pacific Ocean and the Columbia River, all those rivers, and Alaska or whatnot. We have also a lot of incredible produce, like from Wenatchee, the apples and whatnot, and the sweet onions of Walla Walla. We have really a lot of great gastronomy potential, and I really think right now the wines and the gastronomy and the food, I think it's going to evolve together, almost like in Bordeaux or in Burgundy. Like in Bordeaux, it was Pinot Noir with Boeuf Bourguignon or whatnot. I think really the wines and the food, because it's all kind of starting together here in Washington State, it's going to grow together, and our wines and food is going to pair really well. And I'm really excited to see that.
Are there new classic dishes of Walla Walla, of Washington?
New classic, I don't know if we have a signature or whatnot, but if you take like a Dungeness crab with some of those amazing Riesling that we make, it's like amazing. And then you have some of the halibut that goes really well with Chardonnay and whatnot. We can really make incredible Chardonnay in Washington State. And then if you go even more towards the salmon, and if you go to Alaska to that Copper River salmon, and you get a Sangiovese with that brightness of acidity, very delicate flavors of strawberries or whatnot, and then you get that Copper River salmon is just to die for, because of that oiliness and the flavor of the fish is just amazing. And so it's, you know, That could be some signature dish just right there, just with seafood. And then we have also a lot of venison and great beef and whatnot around. And then, you know, we can definitely go to those big Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah and whatnot. But, you know, like Syrah with a lamb or some prime rib and horseradish or whatnot. I mean, we can, once again, it's going to be very diverse. It's not going to be one dish, one wine. We're more diverse than that, but it's at the same time very fun because it's not boring. You know, it's like, it would be boring to have only one dish, one wine. At least we can have a large array of food and wine pairing. I get to work with 7 of the most incredible winemakers, and they've been making, you know, wine on their own for like 30 to 40 years, and they've been at the top, you know, and I thought that they were somehow going to come with the same, not necessarily techniques, but style or whatnot. Anyway, I didn't realize how different they were going to be. Like if you take Randy Dunn, he makes our Cabernet Sauvignon, and he likes to make 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. He likes the concentration, but he doesn't like the heaviness of alcohol, when actually Michel Roland makes our Merlot because he's from Pomerol, and he likes kind of a riper style Merlot, and he puts about 10% Cabernet Sauvignon to bring that nice backbone to the wine. So it's nice and rich and bold, and it's an amazing Merlot, but very different. And so it doesn't really answer the question, but definitely I think that some of the techniques can go one way or the other. I'm not sure I can give you an example just like this, but some of the techniques, for example, that John Duval brought from Australia is rack and return. So to be more gentle on the Syrah, because Syrah has a very thin, delicate skin, and we want to keep the integration, and we don't want to break that skin and to avoid any bitterness or whatnot. So we're going to try to be very delicate with the pump over, and we do that rack and return, which is we just bleed the tank and put the juice back, and it's just very gentle on the skin. So we do different things like this. You know, so when Alain Shoup, that founded Long Shadows Vintners, hired me to oversee all the production and be the head winemaker to follow directions from each one of those partner winemakers, he said, you know, Gilles, you're going to make Chester Kidder. What would you like to make? And when I was in France, I trained with Peter Fischer at Chateau Revlet, and he was already experimenting back then in 1991 on a Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah blend. And so I thought, you know, the Washington State make incredible Cabernet Sauvignon with a great structure, and Syrah then has that darkness, a lot of savory notes or whatnot, and it just brings more, you know, layers to the wine. And what I like to put on top of it is actually some Petit Verdot. And the Petit Verdot is going to bring more some life and vibrant character to it. And then for good integration, I keep the wine for 30 months in oak, like almost 3 years in barrel. And so that's going to refine the tannins and bring a little bit of old world notes like graphite, earthiness or whatnot back to that very big and jammy New World blend. So it's going to be more elegant and whatnot. You know, I think Washington State, what I'm really amazed with Washington State is we can extract and do a lot of extraction, yet we're always going to keep those supple tannins. I think it's because we have really warm days once again and long days. Like since we're so much north, compared to Napa Valley, we have like 1 to 2 hours a day of sunlight extra, and that really helps our tannins to get, you know, more soft. Kind of, they really get softer and ripe and whatnot. So we don't have harsh phenols or bitterness. And plus, when during those cool nights, once again, we can keep that freshness of the fruit. So we can have nice fruit, still complex wine, yet easy to drink early on because of that softness of the tannins, and yet because of the acidity and whatnot, we can also keep those wines at least 10 years, you know, in general. So I think that's what's so cool about Washington State.
Thanks for listening to this special program on heritageradionetwork.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization with over 30 weekly podcasts. Visit our website for more information or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, or Stitcher.